From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 20th. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from the Guardian World, Melancholy Made in Hungary is fueling bestsellers across the globe and widely misunderstood. A capacity for despair forged by political oppression has long been considered a Magyar national trait. But after Orbán, writers in the country remind us that melancholy must not always be bleak. A lone visitor looks for a garden outside an empty monastery. Former Archbishop of Canterbury also has awkward questions for activist Tommy Robinson on his claimed faith. A former Archbishop of Canterbury has accused Nigel Farage of misusing the UK's Christianity to channel anti-Muslim feeling and said he also had some awkward questions for the far-right. Activist Tommy Robinson. A morose housekeeper won't let anyone behind the door of her own home. A retired general living alone on a crumbling estate waits 40 years to confront the only friend he ever had. Next, second, from The Guardian UK. Farage using Christianity to stir anti-Muslim feeling, says Rowan Williams. Dr. Rowan Williams, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury for 10 years until 2012, said there was an inevitable skepticism these days about some claims to religious conviction. Continue reading up next. Third, from Bloomberg Technology, Thai PM Anutin's family firm eyes $1.5 billion data center bids. Stecan Group PCL plans to bid for three data center construction projects worth a combined $49.8 billion bought $1.5 billion, betting on the sector to drive further growth as technology investment surges in Thailand. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, dollar risks becoming biggest loser from Besant's bond buying. Next, fifth, from Screen Rant, Game of Thrones, Respite and Retribution release on August 23. Game of Thrones fans may be in a brief lull between seasons of HBO's newest spin-off series, House of the Dragon and A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, but there's plenty to look forward to in the meantime. If you manage to get tickets already, you'll be one of the lucky few to see the new Mad King stage play at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre ahead of its last showing on September 5, though it will likely return elsewhere at some point in the future. Up next, 6th. From Marcus Anna I. Trump himself hasn't entirely bolted yet, but he's certainly changed course sharply, moving from full anti-AI regulation to strongly encouraging the voluntary per-flight testing of frontier AI models. AxiOS just reported this. A new super PAC called Guardrails Alliance just put out a statement from their political director Charlie Blitler, which sums it up. The Republican Party is panicking because they sold out to the AI industry a while ago and they know it. Breaking, the Republican Party is panicking over its ties to big tech. Remember my annual Politico Black Swan prediction, published January 2, 2026. And then, 7th, from Sky Sports, Spirited Gesture and Angel in My Heart clash at Newcastle. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Lingfield Park and Newcastle in Thursday's feature, the beautifully bred Spirited Gesture looks to make it 2 from 2 for John and Thady Gostin in the feature contest from Newcastle. We also have competitive flat action from Lingfield Park. Live on Sky Sports Racing from 2:10 p.m. We have a busy day's racing on Thursday with flat action from Lingfield Park and Newcastle. Live on Sky Sports Racing next. 8th, from The Grey Swan, The Wrong Lesson. A friend texted me last week, how come you haven't written anything about the Odyssey? Given my love for Nolan and history, well, I was late to the movie, and then work took over. Writing is still the side gig. I have an entrepreneurial life to run, maintaining what we have built, toying on my next 5G things, and also talking with other builders and operators. However, I did watch The Odyssey a few weeks ago. But more than Odysseus, I went into rabbit hole for the another word Homer gave us, mentor. An odyssey is a long journey. Up next, 9th, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star No 31. Welcome to our Who Am I? Game. The rules are simple. Each day, there's a new footballer and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. 3 is a good score. 4 or 5 points is exceptional. We've covered GLM 5.2 very excitedly before, and Prof. Jai Tang's belief that there will be an open weights Fable class model by end of the year spot check with 134 days left. There are now 2 to 3 trillion models Q1 3.8 max and Kimi K3 with estimates that Fable is 3.7 trillion, and on. Lie 2 points higher on the AA index. Prof. Jai Tang is back on X to tell us that our shorthand for model sizes is no longer enough. Parameter count is only meaningful alongside 3 others: how much data you have, where you intend to spend your compute, and who will run the model, under what conditions we have covered. So take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's player and clues set by BBC Sports' Joe Reindl. And then, 10th, from latent.space. AI News Death of Params, Z.AI CEO Jai Tang on GLM 5.3 and the new post-training scaling law. That's the day. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.